103.8. David Jackson with BBC Radio Nottingham's football phone-in Match Talk.
Good evening. Forest's unbeaten run goes on. Notts' yo-yo between upper and lower mid-table continues, and Stags chairman James Derry has uttered the words thousands of Stags fans have been waiting to hear for years.
That's the end of the Haslam era. Hopefully the fans will recognise that and start coming back in their thousands.
Stags in real trouble on the pitch, but with Keith Haslam now as good as gone, will you return to offer your support? And what should Billy Dearden do to get the team off the bottom? If you were the manager, what would be your first priority? While Stags are shipping goals, Forest can't stop scoring. 3 points off the top now with a game in hand, but is it all about Commons and Agogo? And how will Forest cope this weekend should they be without Agogo and Sammy Klingon? And Notts, more injuries. Is that the reason you lost both your games this week? Jim is in Sutton and is a Stags fan, I think. Hi, Jim.
Hi, David.
What would you like to say, then?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, I go back as far as Charlie Mitten, Lindy Delafina and the like, and what's happened over the last few years at Mansfield is absolutely heartbreaking.
Uh-huh.
But what's happened in the last few days, to be honest with you, I fear for the future of the club.
Because why? I would have thought that most supporters said have been saying to us that actually they wanted a takeover because they feared for
I agree. We desperately need a takeover. Uh-huh. I mean, some investment is absolutely essential in the club, and a change of owner would do that. But what they seem to have done, I mean, I'm not an expert on these things, but what they seem to have done is to have separated the club from the ground.
Yep.
Now, I'm not an expert on legal aspects, but I would have thought the ground would have been Mansfield Town Football Club's greatest asset.
Yeah, but the problem is that Keith Haslam owns it all, doesn't he? Keith Haslam owns the club and the ground, wasn't willing to sell the ground, but is willing to sell the club. And he wants to continue to own the ground in order to get rent over the next X number of years from the club. And I think that James Derry initially did want to buy the whole lock, stock and barrel, was unable to do so, and so he said, well, okay, I'll buy the club and I'll just pay you rent. And that's kind of about as far as he could go.
Well, that's true. So, really, we're back to square one, because Mr. Haslam obviously has got a control over the rent. I mean, I don't know what the figure is for the lease, the rent, whether it is in fact a lease or if it's just a temporary rental agreement. But, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me that the land will be sold.
Yeah, well,
that's what I see as the ultimate.
It has been described as a lease, and I think the key factor has got to be, presumably, within the deal, there is that certain amount of number of years that they can rent it for, and also that it can be used for football. So I think the finer details of that, I would have thought, is probably why this has been going on for so long. It's getting the finer details of that absolutely sorted, so that Mansfield aren't suddenly ejected from the ground in a few years when, you know, Keith Haslam decides to sell what is, let's face it, prime land. So
exactly.
I don't think that's an immediate concern. I think the immediate concern is, with James going in control of the club and Keith Haslam still owning the ground, is that enough for fans to go back to Field Mill and get behind the football team and support them to try and get them off the bottom of the table? Do you think that people you know who've perhaps been staying away, do you think they'll go back?
I would say if the results turn around, I mean, they really need two or three decent players.
Yep.
That is so obvious. I mean, it's obvious, isn't it, to everybody that they need an influx of players. Now, if they can get the players and the club starts to shoot up League Two, then I would say there's every chance that people go back. I mean, the thing is, are they providing entertainment for the 17 quid?
Yeah.
And if you take your partner's 34 quid, include the programme, you're looking at £40 for a Saturday afternoon out. Now, what they're providing at the moment, as I've said to you before, it's like a fish and chip shop with no fish.
Yeah, I remember that analogy, funnily enough. That stuck in the mind, Jim, funnily enough.
I think it sounds daft, but there's no product to watch, and that's why I won't be there immediately. I mean,
now's the time that the team needs you, Jim, isn't it?
Right, they
that's
need
what
me, but I also need my money, and I need value for money, and so does Keith Haslam and Mr. Derry. I mean, they all need value for money, and I've got to look at my pocket, not theirs. But the thing is that, I've just slightly lost my thread now. The thing is, are we going to see any improvement in the product that they're offering?
It's going to have to improve on the pitch before you get back, is it? Okay.
It is, because at the end of the day, it's a football club that is battling away in League Two, and we've got to see them climb in League Two. I mean, it wouldn't really matter to me if the club was owned by Attila the Hun or Genghis Khan. If they were halfway up League One, I would buy two season tickets. And I said that 2 years ago. You know, definitely, I promise you. Two season tickets, definitely, if you can get into League One.
Okay, we've gone from fish and chips off to Genghis Khan. Before it gets more surreal, Jim, I'm going to have to let you go. All right. Thanks very much for your call. 0115 934 3434 for your reaction to the news. Last week, that James Derry has done a deal to take over Mansfield Town from Keith Haslam. Was that enough to see you go back? Jim says no. He wants to see things improve on the pitch first before he goes back. Your thoughts, Nottingham 9, 3-4, 3-4, 3-4. Apology afterwards, but very nice anyway for that text, Gary. OK, let's turn our attention to Stags for the next minute or two. An email I had today from Martin Shaw of the SSA, who says that the SSA believe that the changes will take time to implement at the club, but they would encourage as many Stag supporters as possible to return to the club and back the team and the new owner. He says, our club is bottom of the entire Football League and desperately needs your support, so will you be going back? I asked Billy Dearden, the Stags manager, after the weekend defeat at Rotherham, whether he thought the takeover would be good for the club and particularly for the players.
It has been dragging on, and things have been dragging on for months and months, as you know, and it just come unsettling. And I've always said it doesn't affect us, or it shouldn't affect us, because all we've got to do is go on and play football. But when they see things happen and hear things happen in the press and what this and another, and you know, demonstrations and all that, I suppose that they're only human, the lads. It'll affect some of them, and it won't affect some of the others.
Okay, will you be going back? Nottingham 9 343434 to get in touch with Match Talk. Neville is in Sutton. He's a Stags fan. Hi, Neville.
I am, David.
Have you been going to Mansfield lately, or have you been staying away?
I went to watch the Chesterfield match, the local derby.
Okay.
Now, I've had a season ticket well over 30s. The previous caller said he went back to Charlemagne. Now, I can go back further than that. 1947, I made my first appearance at Peel Mill.
Okay, and you've carried on going through the Keith Haslam era, have you?
I packed up this season. I've had and declared I wasn't having a season. I wasn't going to go.
But and why was that?
Well, I can't. It's like going into a shop and saying, here's £50, I don't want anything for it. And that's all you're doing, just giving it away, getting nothing in return at all. I mean, there was nothing there for Mr. Dearden to buy players or get a decent player on loan. I mean, as a thing like that, he fetched Lee Bullock, who I thought was going to be a shining light. He soon told you what he thought of the setup at Peel Mill, and he's gone to Belly now for a month.
He did. He said he was going back to fight for his place at Hartlepool, and then within a few days had gone to Bury, hadn't he? Which is a bit of a kick in the teeth for Mansfield.
Well,
are you going to go back now that Keith Haslam's gone?
When I heard on Friday evening that Keith Haslam had gone, I rang my friend up in Mansfield. I said, right, we're going to Mansfield. So we went to Rotherham.
Right.
And I was totally embarrassed.
Oh, dear.
I mean, it could have been 12 or 14 on at half-time.
Yeah, they weren't very good first half, were they?
The main shining light for me was when Jason White came on and goal in the second half. I like the lad. I mean, Muggleton's had his day. You know, I mean, it's no use saying he makes mistakes. I mean, when you saw that Paul Robinson for Tottenham last week, I mean, he's supposed to be England's goalkeeper. So if he can make them, you know, White's got every chance to make them. Let the lad play on. He played brilliant in the second half on Saturday. He had no chance for their third goal. But then the last 20 minutes, Mansfield turned up. You thought, well, this is the Mansfield town we've come to see.
Yep, and I'll tell you what was also good to see was about 600 of you in that end, and I thought, I wondered if that was a sign of the fact that maybe there was going to be more fans getting behind the team. I sincerely hope that's right.
Well, I certainly do. I mean, Arthur carry on now. Arthur keep going, you know, to the home matches. I've got to some away that's reasonably local.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I'm going to visit Mr. Frey on Saturday at Wadden Road.
Oh, what, are you going to head down there,
right? Well, I've got family down there, so we'll try and... I'll ring up tomorrow and see if I can get a ticket, and then I'll go and watch there, yeah.
Lovely. Neville, it's been fantastic talking to you, as always. Thanks very much for your call. Good to talk to you. Keep your calls coming. Nottingham 9 343434, 21 minutes to 7. Some emails in here from... and here, along with our Forest correspondent, Colin Frey, and our Notts County correspondent, Colin Slater. These couple of emails in then from Mansfield Town supporters I haven't read out as yet. Firstly, one here from Alan, who says... Hi, I'd just like to point out a few facts about my beloved Mansfield. I'm like a lot of fans, delighted that we've almost got rid of the millstone, which was Mr. Keith Haslam. My main concern is if Mr. Derry does not make cash funds available for the manager very quickly by allowing him to purchase new players with experience, then no matter how hard the current team try, they will not avoid the drop. I've spoken before about our dreadful away record, so he must be allowed to bring in new blood if we are to survive. Well, we know that Billy Dearden is stepping up his search for new players this week. He does desperately need it with the amount of injuries that they've got and being rooted to the bottom of the table as they are. 4 points from 10 games, they're 4 points short of Lincoln, who are 23rd, 5 points away from safety. So even one win wouldn't even lift them a position at the moment. But with key players like McIntosh, Buxton, Jellyman, Delaye all out injured at the moment, he certainly has an uphill struggle, does Billy Dearden. This other email in here from Gordon then, he says, "Hi guys, pleased to hear that Mansfield Town is under new ownership with Mr. Derry in charge and that he intends to keep Billy on. Good choice, he should never have left Notts, so make the most of him at Mansfield. Although Mr. Haslam may have sold his controlling interest in Mr. Derry, he still pulls the strings because he owns the ground and will be charging Mansfield around £200,000 a year rent. Where on earth are Stags going to get that sort of brass?" he asks. They won't. He says, then comes along the landlord and drives them out to sell the land for millions as its prime retail park position. I do hope Mansfield escapes the drop. You don't deserve the conference, and Billy will do his best. But I see administration looming as the next crisis point. So Gordon is looking into his crystal ball and not seeing a pretty picture in the future for Mansfield Town. Thank you for that email, Gordon. Should just point out he's not actually taken over yet as James Derry, but has agreed the deal, and the deal should go through next week. Let me just remind you what...
Pretty desperate to get Miles Weston fit and into the team.
OK, 4 minutes to seven. Let's talk about Stags with Rob, who's in Sutton. Thanks for hanging on there, Rob. What would you like to say?
Hello. I've been told by someone in authority at Mansfield Town that James Derry and Keith Haslam are both good friends. They're old friends. I can't see anything changing much in the future. My big worry is that Keith Haslam's going to be some type of sleeping partner. They are definitely good old friends, and
Well, they are, I think,
it's a big worry.
Rob, I think it's a given that, you know, they are old friends, because I don't think anybody would deny that. I don't think they deny that. You know, they've known each other for many years, and that's why Keith Haslam was able to call on him to bring him in as chairman. But you know, he's bought the club off him now, and, you know, is yes, Keith Haslam's staying there as landlord, which is what I think you're referring to, but James Derry is the owner of the football club, says Keith Haslam will have no say whatsoever in the running of the football club anymore. James Derry is going to be running the football club from now on and just paying rent to Keith Haslam. He won't be there at games anymore, according to what Derry said to BBC Radio Nottingham on Saturday. Have you been staying away, and if so, will you be going back now, Rob?
No, because I don't think there's going to be any real changes in the situation. As I've said before, my opinion is that James Derry and Keith Haslam, they're old friends. A lot of Mansfield Town supporters still won't be 100% convinced of what's happening, and I just think Keith Haslam could be a silent partner in all this.
OK, Rob, thank you very much for your call. Rob, who's a Mansfield Town supporter, we'll have to move on because we're getting towards the news at 7 o'clock.